Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the Internet. This is your host, Allison, and thank you so much for joining me this evening. You know, I'm always happy that you're here. We're going to be talking about October, yeah, baby, because it is possible to foretell the future. Well, at least you can get a pretty good idea of how 2010 will play out for you if you just observe what is happening in your life in the month of October. Now, why is that, Allison, you ask? Well, your personal month for October matches exactly your personal year number for 2010. Juno Jordan, one of the greatest numerologists that ever lived, wrote about the month of October in her book, Romance in Your Name, and she stated that the events of October tend to foretell the events for the following year. And my good friend, Ellen Dodge, she was on the show many times, also a renowned numerologist, also stressed the importance of October in evaluating the trends of the upcoming year. You can not only peer into your personal life, but you can also get a handle on bigger events to come, things that actually affect the USA or even the planet. And I want to give you some examples. She's a little Yorkie, and her name's Roxy, and she broke her leg last August in 2008. And by all intents and purposes, she should have been healed within 6 weeks of the injury. Not so fast. The leg didn't heal. So in October of 2008, she was still wearing a cast, and I thought to myself, uh-oh, how could this be possible? And I knew that it was 3 months till January, and surely her little leg would heal, but I knew what happens in October usually reoccurs, or it usually plays itself out in the following year. Well, don't you know that in December of 2008, it was decided that Roxy had to have surgery on her leg to put some pins in it so that it would heal properly. And sure enough, she was clunking around with a cast on her leg for the most part of January and February. So that was one personal instance. Now here's another example. You're all aware of the financial mess the country was in 2008, right? And I was watching the stock market and the financial news the first 2 weeks of October, and it looked pretty darn dismal. But as October was in mid-swing, things started to look up a little bit. And I made a prediction from what I saw that we would not see any recovery until the second half of 2009. And as you're kind of aware, it was really still touch and go in the beginning part of the year, at least the first 6 months. But things are looking a little bit better regarding the economy, and pretty much that's what was happening last October. Now, here's another example. For 2 years running, there wasn't much hurricane activity in October. And so, consequently, we've had a pretty light hurricane season for the past 2 years. What will October say about next year's hurricane season? You know, you want to pay attention in October, and it'll give you an indication. So what should you pay attention to in October? Well, you would want to pay attention to your finances, because if you're doing well with your finances, you pretty much can expect the same in 2010. How about your health? If you're facing any health issues in October, chances are that you're going to have to watch your health in 2010. Any drama in your life, any arguments, confrontations, or, you know, family issues or anything like that, if you're experiencing any of that in October, chances are it's going to reoccur in the following year. Let's talk about your love life. You know, if you have a nice, wonderful, romantic, sweet love life in October, you can expect that to continue in the following year. But if your relationship is rocky in October, well, pretty much expected to be rocky the following year. Let's say you've got a legal problem. Let's say you're in court. Well, take a look to see how your case is going in October, or even the progress on your case. And if it's slow and then there's a lot of delays in October, well, you pretty much can expect the same the following year. If you're in court and things are looking good and you're winning your case, well, pretty much you're going to win your case the following year. Now let's look at career. If you're having problems with your job, unhappy with your job, dissatisfied with your job, maybe your boss is giving you a rash of crap, I don't know, could be anything, you will find that you're going to have difficulties the following year with your career. If people are praising you, maybe you're getting a raise, maybe you're getting some extra opportunities with your job in October of this year, then you could expect much of the same the following year. You can even apply this to your friends. You know, whoever is in your life in October of this year remains important to you, and they will be in your life the following year. So the one thing that I tell all of my clients is journal the events of October. It's like sit down, get out a notebook, and journal it week by week, because you can pretty much take the first, you know, look at each week and divide the year into four sections and apply how it goes each week, because something might be a little off in the first 3 months of the year, but it could get better in the last 3 months of the year. So do it week by week and look to see what's going on in your life. And I'm not talking about writing down what you had for breakfast. I'm not talking about mundane, ordinary things. You would want to look for unusual events. You would want to look for, you know, specific areas in your life. Like I said, finances, health, your love life, career, friends. That's where you want to look. You want to see how it feels, how your life's going. You want to write it down in journal, especially those unexpected things or those, if you meet somebody out of the blue in October, they're going to be very important to you the following year, especially if it's someone having to do with your career, very important to you the following year. So if you get my drift, journal the events of October. And when you do that, it actually will give you an indication of what kind of year you're going to experience in 2010. And I can't give you any better advice than that. And you yourself can tell your own future. So journal, journal, journal. Now I'm going to be talking about, you know, how to figure out your personal month number for October. And I'm going to be talking about what to expect in the following year. But I know that Seth said that he had a couple calls in queue, people waiting to call in. So I don't mind if Seth puts those calls through and we take those calls. And then we'll move on to talking about how to figure out your personal year. And while I'm waiting for those calls to come through, I just want to talk to you about visiting my website, visiblebynumbers.com, because you can find your personal monthly forecast each and every month on the website. There's an actual page that are monthly forecasts. And so what better way besides journaling, but also to actually go to the website and read what's up. Okay, I'm pretty sure I heard a caller, so I'm going to go ahead and take this call. Who's calling, please?
I believe that's me, Diane Bull. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Diane. Nice to hear from you. What's up?
Well, I'm in a 9 year, plus one for October makes it a one and a one, and next year is a one. So
wonderful.
I'd love to hear. Well, I'm reading a book about changes that says, when everything changes, change everything.
Oh, by Neil Donald Walsh?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Right.
So I'm a tad nervous and wondering.
No.
Okay.
Okay, don't be nervous.
Okay,
let me tell you what's going on. Okay. When you're in the 9 year, you know, you may find that there's many things in your life that you have to let go of. And not always by choice, meaning we don't like to make changes. We
right.
like to hold on to what's tried and true, what we know, and change is kind of a scary thing. But when a 9 year comes along, it's almost like God's way of prying your hands off of the things that are not serving your greatest and highest good. So, you know, this can apply in almost any area of your life. It can apply to your friends, where you may have a difficult friend that maybe is more of someone that takes your energy rather than adds to it. You might find that that friendship can get a little rocky, and you may decide to want to put an end to that friendship. It can apply to our relationships and our marriages or our love life, where this particular person and this particular relationship is not good for us. So, you know, it gets rockier, it gets harder, and we start to make that decision, and we need to let go of it. when it comes to our actual jobs. We can actually have circumstances or things that happen with our job that forces us. We can either get laid off, we can get fired, the company can take over where we're working, and then consequently it makes our job more difficult. Or maybe just the circumstances, your boss or things are surrounding your career or your job. It literally can pry your hands off and pry you loose from your job. Same thing goes with finances. Same thing goes with even where we live. Any aspect of your life, it's time to let go. And if you try to hold on to something in a 9 year, you're going to find that it just makes life more difficult if you just let it go and have faith. Because what's coming for you is new opportunities. And in order to prepare for new opportunities, you have to make the space. It's kind of like if you were going to order a whole new room full of furniture, you have to get rid of the old to make room. So really what you're doing is making room for the new opportunities. Now, when you move in, like you will in October, you're going to see that perhaps, number one, you're going to feel a very strong need to maybe start something new, or maybe you will be given a new opportunity. If, let's say, you've been laid off from work, you might even find that you'll get offered a job in October as opposed to, you know, it's because you can't get hired in a 9 month. You can't get hired, you know, in a 9 year, but you can get a new job in the October of that year. So look for the new opportunity that's coming in next month. And you yourself are going to feel like you really want this. Now, as you move into next year, you're going to have major new opportunities and a major desire to begin something new. And it can be something stark and completely and totally different from what you've been doing. It can be like totally, not even in the same ballpark. But be open to it and also realize the opportunity is there, the energy is there for you to make a decision about what do you want in your life. What new thing do you want to start working on? And embrace that and make use of that energy as it comes in next year. Okay, now I heard you, you know, kind of wanting to say something, so I'm going to be quiet for a minute.
Oh, I'm just breathing.
You're what?
I'm just breathing because I've been aware of the nine, as you know, and I just feel like the carpet that I've been standing on is most about three-quarters of the way out from underneath me, but I don't see what's coming.
Well, just have faith. That's all I can tell you is have faith. It's you're in perfect divine order. If you're in a 9 year and you feel like things are being pulled out of your life, and this is September, and September is a 9 month, so we've doubled that energy. It's the month of letting go, and so don't be surprised. But what you have to do is you have to realize that this is all part of the process. You know, the one thing that's so obvious to me doing numerology is all of us can look back in our lives. We all can. And we've grown in leaps and bounds. And we're not the same person we were at 20. We're not the same person we were at 30. We're not the same person at 40 or even 50. Every year we change, we grow, we work on different things in our life, our priorities change, what's important to us changes. And so this is it's the 9 year cycle working itself over and over and over again. We work on something for 9 years, we work to develop the idea, we work hard at it, we expand it, we receive success from it. And at the end of the 9 year cycle, it's time to let go of it and move on to the next thing. If we do not open ourselves up for new things, we won't grow and we won't expand and we won't experience all that life has to offer. So it's hard to let go, but it's probably one of the best things you could do for yourself is to let go, let God, and know that I guarantee you next year you're going to see new beginnings. And much more exciting things to work on. And maybe things that are more in alignment with what makes you happy.
That's definitely my favorite thought. Thank you so much.
Okay? Just hang in there. There's been a lot of major shifts, especially this September for people. And it's really been a rough year all the way around for a lot of people. But I do think it's all part of shifting us to where we need to be. So wouldn't you rather, I mean, are you happy where you're at? Aren't you ready to let go?
I'm ready to do something different, but I don't, obviously I'll be much better looking back to say, oh, that's what I did, than looking ahead. I'm standing in the abyss, and I'm trusting that I'm not going to go down into it. But,
well, you'll be more excited next month.
Okay.
By next month, you're going to know what the new thing is. You're going to get a much clearer sense of what new thing you're going to be working on, what new opportunity will be given to you. You may feel dragged down this month, but you're going to feel much more optimistic, much more energized, and also a lot more courageous about the whole darn thing next month. So just
good.
Hang in there, wait for that energy to come in, and it's going to make you feel better. Okay?
Thank you. Oh, yes. Thank you very much.
Okay, honey. Good luck. Hang in there. Keep breathing.
Will do. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye, Diane. Oh, okay. All right. And I'm not sure if I said that we had a second caller, but I'm just going to go over this really, really quick as well. Those of you maybe that are doing some internet online dating or checking out Match.com or something along those lines, I also want to encourage you all to go to GetHisNumber.com. That's just like that, www.GetHisNumber.com. Really a fun website. So if you meet somebody on the internet and you get his date of birth, you know, hop on over there. Put his date of birth in the life path calculator, and that'll give you a ton of information about him without really having to have that conversation or even meet him for coffee. And so that can kind of help you to be a little bit more insightful and get a lot more information about someone that you're considering dating. So, again, that's GetHisNumber.com, and I encourage you all to jump on over there and check it out. It's really a fun website. So not only check it out, but share it with your friends. And also, too, the one other thing that I wanted to mention tonight is I do have, I'm on Twitter, and I'm also on Facebook, and also I have a blog, and I think you'll find the blog funny and interesting, and I would love to be your friend. So, you know, if you've got a Twitter account, if you've got a Facebook account, you know, look up Alison Bachman, or just go to Visible by Numbers on the front page of BBS Radio, click on the info tab. And that'll show you how to hook up with me on Twitter and Facebook, okay? Would love to hear from you. All right, I know I've got another caller, so I'm going to take this call. Who's calling, please?
Hi, Allison.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Mike from Tennessee.
Hi, Mike. How
Hello?
Are you?
Great.
Hi.
Hi. I've been through a lot of change this year. I lost my job in January and just started a new job at the end of August. And I met a new girl where I moved. And I have her birthday.
Okay. Why don't you give me her birthday, and I'll tell you a little bit of something about her.
Okay. It's February 11th, 1977.
Okay. 1977? Okay. I'll tell you about her first. How's that sound? So you said February 11th, 1977, right?
That's right.
Okay. All right, sweetie. Well, this is what I want to tell you about your lovely lady. One thing that you're going to find with her is she's got, you know, I can't look at the entire chart, but what I can tell from this date of birth is she's got a little bit of a struggle going on with having to do with a karmic sort of a lesson. And she may have some difficulties with her own personal power. She actually, to a certain extent, may have times in her life where she has had someone dominate over her in a situation where she may have struggled for her independence, where she might have found it difficult to walk on her own two feet or just to be on her own. She definitely is learning about her own, the proper use of power. She's learning to stand on her own two feet and also to make decisions, you know, make decisions for herself. What I see from her birthday is that This is the kind of person that has kind of a dual nature. There may be times where she is very passive, where she may actually appear to be demure and more laid back and a little bit more, not so much like in your face, but just very feminine and demure. But there also may be times when you're seeing this rather strong, headstrong type of an attitude, or where maybe she doesn't listen, or maybe she is not as cooperative as other times. Because what I'm seeing here with her energy, with the life path and the birthday, is conflicting information. We have leadership, individuality, strength, someone who has a clear sense of self, and we have somebody who's totally opposite, who is actually prefers to be in a supportive position, defers to others, who is rather peacemaking, more of a harmonious sort of an energy and very feminine energy. So she's got major masculine, major feminine energy going on. So you may be confused sometimes with her. excuse me. Let's see. How old is she right now? 77, 87, 97. She's 30-something, right?
32.
All right. Yeah. One thing about her that's really interesting is her challenges. Now, number one, she's an old soul, based on her numerology chart. Also, she may be a little bit spiritual, or her religious beliefs very strong for her, or she may even be drawn towards spiritual philosophy. I'm going to tell you that she's a little bit on the psychic side. She's very empathic, so she can pretty much read you like a book and read your feelings. She is the kind of person that is looking for a soulmate, someone to love. That is very important to her, very romantic energy that comes in with her birthday number. But what's interesting about her challenges is that she has an all-four challenge. And when a person has an all-four challenge, what's interesting there is they either can be very scattered and have difficulties completing tasks and finishing things, or they can be over-disciplined where they're almost a workaholic, and where work is such an incredible priority to them that they tend to place too much emphasis on that. Sometimes it doesn't have to be work. It's what they do to themselves, like, I can't go here until this is done. Or they have lists or things that need to be done, terribly organized, terribly efficient, to the point where they forget to have fun. Sometimes this challenge can represent itself with somebody being overly serious, not knowing how to be a little bit more lighthearted. So you want to watch for that challenge with her. Now, I will tell you, she's in a six personal year, so guess what?
What?
You want to take a guess, Mike? That's
What's
a
that?
Year where she can actually... She's in a six personal year. I know you're not going to guess, Mike, so I'm going to tell you. In a six
okay.
personal year, she actually can meet somebody who is very significant for her, someone who could end up being a very committed relationship, even, you know, to the point of a live-in or marriage, or, you know, very strong relationship. So the timing is right for her at this time in her life to meet somebody who is going to stick around. And you might very well be that person that is there to stick around, okay? Now, you, because we can't really put somebody's full name at birth on the radio, you could always email me her full name, and that includes the name that's on her birth certificate, such as if she's got a middle name, I need that. Put the date of her birth back in. Email me, and what I'll do is I'll add in her name, and I'll look for some more information there for you, and I'd be happy to do that for you. Now, you give me your date of birth.
November 7th, 1980.
You said November 7th, 1980, is that right?
That's right.
Okay. And as I recall, I think you're in an 11 year, so let's look here. Yeah, so your timing is perfect this year for you to meet. You know, I have to say soulmate, or I have to say committed relationship, I have to say the timing is right for you to fall in love as well. So, you know, with that being said, you know, this might be one of those, you know, matches where you might see this relationship blossom, and this relationship might actually be something of significance for you. And your whole upheaval in your life, what's going on with you, is you have to understand that you're in a major 11 year. So The 11 is a transformational year. It is not unusual when the energy of the 11 is around to actually take something away from you in order to give you a new opportunity, which is what has happened to you, where you lost a job and then you got a new opportunity that actually caused you to move somewhere else. So you're actually, what has happened to you is really kind of in perfect alignment with the energy that you're working with this year. And with you, you know, I do encourage you. I mean, I know I could tell from your day of birth that you're quite a little skeptic, but at the same time, you're rather curious about, you know, spiritual things. You're rather curious about, well, how does it work? Is it possible that it works? So I really encourage you to explore things a little bit, because you might really be able to come up with a major understanding of something like numerology. If it fascinates you enough that you actually got a book and studied it, because one of your challenges tells me that you actually could be extraordinary at understanding spiritual philosophy. And I do know that your religious beliefs are very strong for you as well, because I can tell that from your life path and your birthday number as well. And I think that you and her might have a lot in common in that arena, from what I can tell between the two charts. Because usually the 9 and the 11, they kind of have the same feel and believing in maybe things that are a little bit more on the intuitive or maybe more on a spiritual level. And so you might have a lot in common if you explore that with her. All right? Do you have any other questions?
No, I don't. I'll get in contact with you later with
okay.
her name.
Well, email me the rest. Sure, I'll be happy to look for you. No problem.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling in, Mike.
Bye.
Nice talking to you. Bye-bye. All right. So I am taking calls, and I'd be happy to do a reading for you if you want to call into the show. If you happen to be listening and you'd like a little advice. And I know I got a caller, but I'm just going to give out the numbers in case somebody's sitting there trying to figure out how to call. You can call toll-free 888-815-9756. You can also call in at 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185, 530-413-4511. All right, so I know I have another caller, so who's calling?
Hi, Allison. Hello?
Who's this?
Hi, this is Rosemary.
Can you say your name again, dear?
Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary.
Hi. How are you?
Do you want to give me... Good, I'm good. Do you want to give me your date of birth?
Yeah, it's June 26, 67.
Now, did you say June 26, 1967?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, just checking. All right. All right, so what I can tell you really here is, if you're looking for what's going on this year and what's coming up for next, what's going on this month and what's coming up for next month, what I would want to tell you is this year for you has been a different kind of a year. There may have been a lot of soul searching going on for you on some level. You may have looked to the past, thought things over. It also be, you know, a really good year for, like, seeking knowledge or even pursuing spiritual, you know, things, you know, going, taking classes or that sort of a thing. But in a 7 year, the God and the universe, source, whatever you want to call it, doesn't really want you to focus on career. God, universe, source, or whatever you want to call it, wants you to focus on your inner development, on your soul. So this year has been somewhat of a soul journey for you. And it's not unusual for someone in a 7 year to find that either they're laid off or maybe through circumstances they have more time on their hands, because this year wants to give you the opportunity to think, to go a little deeper. It's also, you know, even if your own health has suffered a little bit this year, the sole purpose in that is to really kind of knock you off your feet and slow you down a little bit to help you to do some deeper exploration. The 7 year is all about a journey, you know, of the soul, connecting you to your faith, connecting you to your inner self. It is a time of personal enlightenment. It's a time of transformation and awakening. People are tending to have very prophetic dreams in a 7 year. They can, it's not unusual to have paranormal experiences, or even just out of the blue, you meet or have an opportunity to talk to or to hang out with people that are more spiritual. But that's what your 7 year has been about, and certainly this September intensifies that energy for you. But as you move into October, October is going to give you a little indication of what's upcoming for you next year. And you're moving into an 8 year in January, and October will be an 8 month. That is going to place some emphasis on your thoughts about your career or where you're going in life, on your finances. It's also going to make you feel, you know, like, okay, I'm tired of hanging out and doing nothing. I really need to go somewhere with my career. Maybe your ambition's going to kick in a little bit. Maybe you're going to feel the need or the desire to want to move forward. There's a big possibility in October that if you are working, that you may receive a promotion, or that you may receive news of possibly a promotion that's upcoming next year for you. You would definitely, in October, want to pay attention to your financial house, meaning, you know, make sure your checks are balanced and, you know, take a look at your finances and just basically get it in order so that it's something that you can work with. As you move into next year, you're going to feel a desire with whatever it is that you do for a career, that you maybe set some goals, work towards achieving things. You're going to find that you're going to get recognition, that people will acknowledge the good work that you've been doing over the past 8 years. They're going to acknowledge the things that you've done. They're going to notice your work. And from that, you know, there can be a significant promotion with significant money. Usually people experience an 8 year to be very positive. They usually end up making, when they fill out their income tax at the end of an 8 year, they usually made more money that year than they made any year prior. So money wants to come to you next year. And the only contingency there is that it also tends to be a karmic balance year. So anything that you may have done in the past 7 years that perhaps wasn't entirely ethical, that's going to come back to haunt you in your 8 year. So you may find that you're going to be, you know, balancing some karma in that year as well, and that can be financially. So you might be making a lot of money, but you might find that you have a few extra expenditures as well. All in all, though, most people experience an 8 year to be positive. Most people experience an 8 year that people pat them on the back, and by the end of the 8 year, your confidence in yourself will be much stronger because you'll be able to see, you know, that you've done a really good job. Now, I do see in your chart that you have this problem with your confidence or self-worth or self-love, and that, you know, the one thing that I would encourage you when I'm looking at your challenges is to encourage you to think about yourself in a positive light, set the bar a little bit higher with what you can accomplish, because actually you have all the makings of a natural-born leader. You also have a gift with words. I can see from another challenge that you're actually quite gifted with words. But you've had this big power struggle going on for most of your life because you've got a karmic life path. So you yourself at certain times in your life may have been held back or had a difficult time standing on your own 2 feet, or that you may have had your power taken away from you, or maybe you were afraid to use it. And so, you know, one thing that I'm trying to encourage you to do is evaluate yourself in a much more positive light, learn self-love and self-worth, be more confident in yourself. You've been working through this major thing with proper use of power. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Does it make sense to you?
I actually had more specific question.
Sure.
I'm going to have my third interview this week, and I was wondering how anything I can do, how the karmic world is working there, and anything I can do to make it, you know, for me to get that job.
Okay. I didn't quite hear. You're going to have your third what this week?
My third interview.
Interview. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're going to have your third interview this week. Okay.
The same employer.
Yeah. Okay. In a 7 months, I think that what I would just suggest to you is to be 100% prepared going into your interview. And feel free to speak on subjects that you know well in your interviews. I really feel that you'll find you have very positive news coming for you in October. So I really feel that you will hear good news, maybe with a job that pays you more than you've ever made before in October. So I think you're all set up for having very positive results.
Great.
Okay?
Okay? Thank you so much.
You are very welcome, dear.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, anything else?
No, that would be it. Thank you.
All right. All right, have a great night. Thanks for calling.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so like I said, I am taking calls from the listeners. I'd be happy to do the same thing for you that I've been doing for everyone else that's calling in. All right, now, if you don't know what your personal month number is for October, again, I do encourage you to go to visiblebynumbers.com, and you can go to the monthly forecast page. And on the top of that forecast page, it tells you how to figure out your personal year for this year. And whatever that number is, that's what your personal month number is for September. So you just move it up one. So let's say you have a 9. In numerology, we go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and we start over again at 1. So let's say you're in a 4 personal month or 4 personal year this year. You're moving on to a 5 personal year in October. 5 personal month in October, 5 personal year in 2010. Same thing goes for a 6. If you're in a 6 this year, you're moving to a 7. It's fairly easy to understand, and you can figure out your personal year number right there on the website. And if you're having problems with it, again, you're more than welcome to email me. Just shoot me a quick email, give me a date of birth, and I'll be happy to send you that information tomorrow morning, because I don't want you going around being clueless. So feel free to do that. But I know I heard another caller, so I'm going to take my next caller. Who's calling, please? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
Hi, my name is Jeanette.
Hi, Jeanette.
Hi.
Did you want to... Did
yeah,
you want
sorry.
To give me your date of birth?
Yeah, sure. June 5th. 19-
Did you say 5th?
Yeah.
Okay.
June 5th, 1986.
Okay,
yes.
So we have June 5th, 1986.
Yeah.
Okay, and do you have a specific question?
I guess it could be either what is more important right now in the areas of my life is... like love life or career.
Uh-huh. Which is more important?
I know. I guess I'll go with love life.
Okay. Well, what I want to tell you first off, sweetie, is you have a... I can't even see your name because we can't do that on the radio, but from what I can see from your chart... You've got an extraordinary chart, so you really, at some point, should get a book and read up on this or get a numerology reading with, whomever, because your chart is very unusual. You're a very old soul, and that's very evident in your chart, and you've got extraordinary pinnacles going on here as well. So what I would tell you regarding your love life is this, okay?
Uh-huh.
If you meet somebody this year before, and I'm not saying in October, I mean, I really think that even if you meet somebody in October, he might end up to be a little bit more of an affair or something that doesn't last, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because you're moving into a 5 personal year in 2010. So what I would say there is 5 does not make for permanent relationships. It makes for affairs.
Okay.
It makes for something that's a fun experience, but it does not make for something that's permanent and lasting.
Okay.
So you may want to concentrate on your career next year because that is going to be booming. But when it comes to relationships, I think your better bet for that is 2011 when you move into your 6th personal year. you may, that's when you have a great opportunity not only to meet somebody, but also to end up married or in a very committed relationship, because that's the year for you that wants to bring in, you know, something much more significant, whereas 2010, not so much. Starting your, and I know that your career is important to you.
Yeah.
And you are an ambitious person. So, next year, you want to understand that you have an opportunity for great expansion. Whatever it is that you're doing with your career, you may take it down a different road, or you may be given, like, something extra to add to it.
Uh-huh.
But it looks to be a year of expansion for you with your career. It's really important, especially starting in October next month. If you have some really good ideas, you want to let whoever the gods that be or whoever's your boss, you want to let them know your ideas. You want to market yourself. You want to also, you know, network with people. When you're moving into next year, if you want to stay in the job that you have, you're going to find that networking, marketing, getting your ideas out there is really going to get you a lot of attention. People are going to be much more receptive to your ideas. I can see a lot of travel that can possibly come in for you next year. A lot of juggling of many, many things, because it's a very exciting, crazy year you're coming into. It's an opportunity to make changes in your life as well. So if you decide that, okay, the job I'm in is not exactly, it's not making me happy, well, starting next year, you can actually send out resumes, and you have a real good shot at getting another job or switching jobs, or maybe somebody will just come to you and offer you another job. You have an opportunity to move as well. So, you know, you could, you know, if you're deciding where you don't like where you live, you have an opportunity to sell your house and move, or you may actually be moving because of you're given a different job opportunity. But it's all about change for you next year, because this year for you has been very, you may have felt very boxed in. You may have felt as though you didn't have extra time off. You may have been putting in extra hours. It's been work, 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 and no play. Could be a lot of frustration dealing with the amount of work that you put in this year. You probably feel the need, especially in September, that intensifies that energy. September is really a pain in the butt. But in October, the changes start coming for you. You start to see some of this change coming in. You're going to feel a need and a want and a desire to change. And by the time January rolls around 2010, now the energy is present for you to actually make changes in your life. So it can be a very interesting year for you. Are you considering changing jobs at all?
Actually, I'm right now, I just finished school, and I just made a big move to the West Coast a couple months ago. And I'm not really, I just finished school, so I'm actually looking for jobs right now. So
okay.
I'm hoping to stay here because I love it here so much.
Okay, well, you're on the move. With yours telling me what's going on, what I'm telling you is you're on the move next year. Definitely the job's on the horizon, probably a change in residence, probably a whole new, you know, where you've taken, you've been working, going to school, whatever. Now next year is great expansion around you, taking what you've been doing over the past 4 years, and now you get to, you know, have something exciting. So I would really expect for you to do, you know, absolutely do really well as far as getting a job, and like I say, the possibility of moving completely. The one thing I want to tell you with your challenges as well, too, sweetie, is I know that you have confidence. I know that you want to succeed. I know setting goals are important to you. You like to achieve things. I know that because you're an 8-line path. You are a natural-born authority, problem solver. You do belong in business. You are definitely, you know, a force to be reckoned with. But you've got some issues with your own energy when it comes to self-love and self-worth and confidence.
Yes.
Because your major challenges early in life have to do with you, how you feel about yourself. And maybe you have to look into, you know, you might have been shy or maybe a little backwards in your youth. Or maybe you had to keep peace in the family, or you always had to take what you wanted and put it on the burner. Or maybe somebody actually eroded your self-worth, or maybe made you feel less than as wonderful as you are. So the one thing that I would really, if I could leave you with one thing,
yes,
is you've got to work on your confidence, and that is a choice. You can choose to be confident and fear nothing and seize the moment, and I can do it. And all this, I love myself, I'm fabulous. I'm telling you, you need to work on that. Because if you don't, it's going to hold you back from your greatness. Because it's your biggest challenge in life, okay?
Yeah, so, you're so right. Because I was actually looking today at jobs, and I was like, oh, no, I don't know if I could do that. Like, just putting myself, not even trying. Like, and I upset myself when I do that, too, because I'm like, gosh, you know.
Well, it's your challenge, sweetie, and you got to look back into your childhood, and that's where I want you to go.
Okay.
What happened? Who made you feel like you couldn't do it? What happened in your childhood to erode your confidence in yourself and your self-worth?
Mm-hmm.
When did you stop loving yourself? And I want you to go back and think about those things, and then what I want you to do is throw that in the garbage can, because that's other people's stuff. It's not your stuff. You're the one that makes up your story in your life. You're the one that decides who you are. Nobody else decides that. You do. They don't have the right to do that. Only you do. So you have the opportunity to rewrite the story of your life. And when you write that story, write yourself as being very confident, capable, fearless, someone who has a great deal of courage. You're capable of extraordinary leadership. And I want you to just think of yourself differently. And in the minute you start thinking of yourself differently, that confidence is going to start showing through, and then other people are going to see you as being more confident. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. And when you start doing that, I'm telling you, you're destined for greatness, okay?
Aw. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks, Jeanette. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Good luck. Good luck, sweetie. Bye. You know, and that really wasn't going to be the gist of what I was going to talk about tonight, but as long as we're on the subject, we do have challenges that are actually written into our charts, and it's written into our birthday, the day that we're born. And some of us have the same challenge over and over again throughout our life, and some of us have various different kinds of challenges. But what challenges are is they're actually your greatest strengths. It's just you don't know that you have it. You, something, somewhere, somehow, in your childhood or in your early years, eroded you or took that away from you. And so consequently, it holds you back. And so, you know, one of the greatest gifts that a numerology reading can do for you is identify what your challenges are. And trust me, when a numerologist identifies them to you, you're going to go, oh, yeah, I know that. I know that well in my life. And once you understand your challenge, it makes it easier to overcome it. And once you overcome it, then you can do your best work. So, you know, that's another wonderful aspect of numerology that's one of my favorite things to share with people. But I can't talk about it because I know that I've got another caller, so I'm going to go to my next caller. Who's calling? Hello? Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Now I can. Who's calling?
This is Anu. How are you?
Hi, Anu. How are you?
Good. I missed the first few minutes of your show tonight, but my October month, I checked from your website, is 5, and I'm in personally
right.
at 4.
Uh-huh, sure.
So
what you've got to look forward to is a lot of change coming in for you next year. You've been working hard this year, probably felt a great deal of frustration.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe working some overtime. There's a lot of limitations, not as much free time as you would hope, and, you know, a lot of stress. So
right.
October is going to bring you some changes. First off, you personally are going to feel a desire to change things because you're really kind of frustrated. And
mm-hmm.
October is going to start bringing in some of that energy from next year where you're going to make some major changes in your life. And those changes will involve expansion, maybe going down a different avenue with your career that you haven't gone down. Certainly changes, making changes. You can change your career, add to it, or change it entirely, where
mm-hmm.
you live, what you do, your relationships. It's all about making changes next year for you. So you want to take advantage of that energy next year. Now, anything having to do with marketing, sales, networking is very positive. Also,
mm-hmm.
anything having to do with media, anyone that's in a 5-year, You know, it can bring about radio, television, publishing, writing. Any of those things are very positive in a 5-year, so you want to look into that aspect of, you know, what you do and where you can incorporate that into next year. But be ready for next year, because this year was dull, boring, and very mundane, but next year gets really interesting anew, and you've got some major choices to make, because you may get multiple offers. Expect the unexpected next year, because it's definitely going to be one of those roller coaster rides as you move into next year. So it'll be a much more fun year than this year, I promise you.
And do you think in October there could be a job change or a possibility? Because I am looking to switch projects at work.
Well,
Is it just setting the tone for next year?
Sure, sure. You may get news of a job change, absolutely, in October. Absolutely.
So there is a possible job change or like a lining up of a new job in October?
Absolutely, absolutely, yes.
Okay.
The five energy is present for you in October of this year. And so anything that I just got done saying about the 5-year, you can see it coming in. It may not be as strong. It might be subtle. It might not be as over the top. But if you're wanting to make changes, you certainly can start implementing them in October. And you're going to see major, where you're physically doing it starting in January and as you move through next year. So, yeah.
And you're saying that it's a possibility, or I should take on, like, even starting a new career?
If you want to, you can.
I do want to.
Yes. Well, you got to see if the universe is, we want things, but sometimes we have to wait for the energy to line up to allow it. But
yes.
If I'm wanting to make any changes in my life, I certainly would attempt to do it in October. Will it happen? It may or it may not. But I assure you, come January of next year, absolutely, by the time you're done with 2010, you're going to have made major changes with your career and your life. And the whole year is going to allow it. I mean, there's a big difference between 30 days and 12 months. You're only going to get 30 days of the five energy in October, but you got 12 months of it coming up.
It's like 12 times of that energy.
Yeah, make use of it. Make those changes. You'll find that it's easier to make changes when the five energy is around you. It just allows it. It actually creates it. So that's why you want to take advantage of it. So if you're looking for change, it definitely is on the horizon.
So
okay,
maybe that's why it's coming up.
Yes, ma'am. So good for you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Anu.
All right.
Have
bye-bye.
A great night. All right, bye. All right, well, you know what? It's like a couple minutes before the end of the program, and it's amazing how quickly the evening goes. So I had wanted to go over, you know, what the various numbers mean for October, but I'll tell you what, again, I'm going to refer you back to my website, visiblebynumbers.com. I put the monthly forecast on the website every single month, so you can go back and visit that the 1st of October and read the monthly forecast. And that's going to give you an idea of what's coming at you in the following year. You also are welcome to sign up for my newsletter, which comes at the 1st of the month, and those monthly forecasts come in the newsletter. So rather than trying to remember to go to the website and check it out, it actually comes to your email box, which makes life a little bit easier. The newsletter is free, so why not sign up for it? Again, I just want to remind all of you, I just want to say, October is a very important month, and it actually is telling you something about what's coming in for you the following year. So I recommend to everyone to please, please, please journal the events in your life in the month of October. Start with week 1, week 2, week 3, and week 4. Journal the events. What are you looking for? Well, you're looking for things that maybe have to do with your career, with your health, any drama in your life, with friends. You know, any major things in your life, look to see how it's going in October, and that's going to give you a heads up of how it's going to go in 2010. Yes, you can forecast your own future if you just pay attention to what's going on with you in October, because it is giving you a heads up. And that's my message for tonight. So I really want to thank all of you for tuning into the show and for listening. I really appreciate your tuning in every week, the wonderful emails that I get from you guys, your support. I know that there's really wonderful people out there, and I appreciate that. And I thank everybody that called into the show this evening. Thanks for being brave enough to call in, and it was my pleasure to look at your charts. And I will be back again next week. Medium psychic Allie Cheslick will be my guest next week. And if you want more of me live, you can join me on Past Lives, Present Lessons with host Tanya Douglas on Wednesday at 8 p.m. You can find that information on Blog Talk Radio. And I'll be there doing readings as well. So you all have a wonderful night, and I'm wishing you abundant blessings. Good night, everyone. Have a great night.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.